This goes to Dr. Murray, M-U-R-R-A-Y, fax 989-953-1914, regarding Gary Nyman, N-Y-M-A-N, date of birth 5/13/1949. Dear Dr. Murray, this is a follow-up visit for Mr. Nyman with stage 4 to 5 chronic kidney disease from ischemic cardiomyopathy. His last visit was July 9th of this year. He had an AV fistula placed, and that was July 26th. And it seems to be healing well without any stealing syndrome. He has gained, he has actually lost 15 pounds since his last visit. He states that he does have a poor appetite. However, he states that blood sugars have been higher recently. He's on Levemir insulin, 40 units at nighttime in the evening and 50 units in the morning. He was on Trulicity, but he felt that that made his kidney function much worse. So he's been switched back to Victoza. He's on 1.8 milligram once daily of the Victoza. And currently he denies nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no chest pain or palpitations. He has some dyspnea on exertion, and that is stable and minimal. He does have edema of the lower extremities. That is also stable. No current chest pain. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood, and it seems to be adequate amounts. He has been getting labs checked weekly for us. Physical exam, weight 241 pounds. Pulse is 74. Blood pressure, 136 over 62. Neck is supple. There's no jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen is obese, non-tender, no ascites. He has 2 to 3+ edema in the bilateral extremities. And medications, I want to highlight metolazone, 5 milligrams daily. Carvedilol is 12.5 milligrams twice a day. Torsamide is 40 milligrams daily. Flomax, 0.4 milligrams daily. Imdur, 60 milligrams daily. And he's on the Levemir, Victoza, and other routine medications are unchanged. Labs, most recent lab studies were done 10/28/2024. Creatinine is 4.54. Estimated GFR is 13. Albumin, 3.7. Calcium's 8.6. Sodium, 136. Potassium, 3.5. Carbon dioxide, 29. Phosphorus is elevated, 6.1. Hemoglobin, 10.5. Normal white count. Platelets are 120,000. Previous level was 123,000. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 5, chronic kidney disease. We will continue to have labs weekly. Currently, he has no uremic symptoms, but he is developing an increased phosphorus level. So we provided the low-phosphorus diet information. We may need to start him on some calcium acetate. There will be some changes with Medicare Part D next 2025, and the phosphorus binders won't be covered. So if we need to start a low-cost phosphorus binder, calcium acetate is the right choice. Tums is another choice we may use due to his normal calcium levels. But we will, of course, check these levels weekly for now. 2, hypertension, currently at goal. 3, ischemic cardiomyopathy without exacerbation. And 4, diabetic nephropathy. The patient will have weekly labs, and he'll have a follow-up visit with this practice within 1 to 2 months. Mary Stunner, CMP/Jose Fuente, MD.